Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast series, Welcome to the Winner's Circle. I wanted to do a short little episode on affirmations and what is an affirmation. So an affirmation is just kind of confirming, affirming, placing yourself in a state of mind, a thought, an action, and really training your subconscious and informing your subconscious that you are already in a particular place, in a sense. You already enable a particular behavior, personality, that kind of thing. So affirmations typically begin with the words I and am, and it's special that affirmations start with this because I and am are the two most powerful words when you put them together. When you put these words together, you are speaking life into whatever your idea or thought is. And so when you say them, you're speaking life over yourself. I, you're talking about me, myself, I. And am, you are doing, you're being, you're present. So you can say, I am calculated. You are affirming that you are calculated. You currently hold a calculated mindset. Your actions and your thought process and what you do is calculated. If you are not calculated in that very moment, that's okay if that's something you're striving towards. But by you saying that, you're programming your subconscious that this is who you are in this present moment. The present moment is the most important one. This is kind of where you are all the time. You're not in your past and you're not in your future. This very minute that you're here listening to this, you're in the present moment. So the words I and am put together are the most powerful. I'll share with you a few affirmations that I do have. Some of these are personal, so some of these I have come up with by myself, for myself, particular to me. And so I'll just share a few. The first one, I am resourceful. It's self-explanatory, being a resource for yourself, being able to tap into yourself and be able to provide yourself with all the needs that you have, being able to make something out of nothing. Being a resource, I am resourceful. However, on the flip side of it, you can also be a resource for someone else. A lot of your blessings, a lot of your, what's the word I'm looking for? Abundance in many different areas. You can have abundance in many things to be a resource for someone else. Because we're not hoarding things when we are a resource, we are ultimately helping others as well. So being a resource for yourself, knowing how to tap into yourself, whether that means, going back to a past experience, a past moment, a past memory, and thinking about how did I get out of this situation? How did I deal with something like this? I've been in this situation before, that kind of thing. Being a resource for yourself, but also being a resource for other people. Give, be a resource, help. So that's one affirmation. The next one, I am disciplined. They always say discipline is the highest form of self-love, which is true. Discipline kicks in when you don't feel like doing something, but you know that it is a necessity and that you need to. Discipline is important because it is the exercise of self-control. If you can't control yourself, how do you think you can control anything else in your life? How do you think you can influence anyone else in your life if you can't even control yourself? That's very powerful. You need to be able to control your mind because it's your mind. And you need to be able to control your actions. You need to be able to control how you feel, how you speak. All of this is done through discipline. Choices that you make are done through discipline. So I am disciplined is another affirmation that I'm sharing with you guys. Another one I'll share with you guys, I'm healed emotionally and mentally. A lot of the times, you know, we have been through certain things, and so we need that healing before we can get to the next level, the next step. Sometimes not being healed or not working through something is a real block to the next level for us. So affirming that you are healed really breaks the barriers of anything that may get in your way for anything you may try to accomplish. It's important that you're healed emotionally, because emotional intelligence is what actually helps you build relationships with people. When you build with people, you connect, you bond. And when you have something like that, you progress further in life as a team with other people, or people are connected to you in a sense to where they can be a resource for you and help you get to where you need to go. You need to be healed emotionally. It's also important to be healed mentally. You ever saw someone who was just a mess mentally, like they could not get their thoughts together? 9 times out of 10, what did their environment look like? Whether it was their office, whether it was their car, whether it was their home, any space personal to them, what did it look like? It also looked a mess. That was their mind. What happens in your mind, in your thoughts, your mental, does come out in your actions, in your words, and does affect your environment. So you need to be healed mentally so you can have an organized environment. You can have an organized mind so you can operate properly at your optimal. The next one I'll share with you guys, I keep a healthy mind, I keep a sound mind. Again, in relation to the one I just shared with you previously. Sometimes I'll even say my mind is healthy, my mind is sound. Because at the end of the day, all is the mind. And if it's not intact, where are you going? Can you navigate? Can you make choices? Can you have clear thoughts? Can you articulate and use clear words and send clear messages? So those two about the mind are extremely important. And also, when you have a clear mind, a healthy mind, a sound mind, you're emotionally healed, you're mentally healed, you can create. You don't have any extra, I'll say, you know, being thrown at you mentally. In your mind is your intuition. And in your intuition is your core, is your spirit. That is the spot where you create. You have to have a clear, healthy, sound mind to have a clear vision to create. When you tap in and you create, whatever you're creating is coming from that. Okay? Another one I'll touch on. A lot of people don't talk about it too much, but the conversation of finances. So I am financially responsible. I am financially savvy. Most of us grew up with the limiting belief that if you had a lot of money, it was materialistic. It wasn't seen as a good thing. It was selfish. It was flashy. But realistically speaking, money makes the world go round. And money is what you need to have a living and to sustain yourself and maintain anything in your life. So to affirm that you're financially responsible and you're financially savvy, you are affirming that you have a mindset. Here we go back to the mind being healthy and sound. You have a mindset that functions in a way where you make responsible financial decisions. And when you do get your money, you make responsible decisions with the money that you are receiving. You're not spending frivolously. You're not blowing money. You're not gambling. You're not wasting, you know? And also to be financially responsible, you're donating. Are you donating to a cause? Is it a legitimate cause? What do they stand for? you're responsible in where you are gifting your money to. Your energy went into a lot of different things where you receive that money in return. So you want to be financially responsible so you know how to take care of that blessing that came to you. Financially savvy, along the same lines. You want to be financially savvy because you want to be able to see financial opportunities from a distance. So you want to have that financial confidence, financial mindset, and be knowledgeable about particular things. So when you are presented with a deal, you can negotiate properly for yourself where it works in your favor as well. Or if you see something, you know, an opportunity or something, you can say, you know what, this will benefit me. I think I'm going to try it. Being financially savvy. Another one I'll share with you, I'm connected with self. So being connected with self is really taking a minute to pull away from your daily demands. Your daily demands are, what are you doing every day? What is your routine? You interact with so many people every single day. You're around so many people every single day. You're in so many different environments every single day. You're constantly having things, you know, put in your direction, in your vision every single day. What are you doing to pull away from all of that so you can be alone with you? You can be alone with your thoughts, in your mind, in your intuition. What are you doing? So being connected with self is really carving out that time that, you know what, this time of day, phone on D&D, do not disturb, don't care who it is, face down, you're not checking it or anything, and you're really having a quiet moment to sit still and sit with self. And a lot of the times when you do this, you'll hear the messages that are for you. I don't know if you're spiritual listening to this, but whether you are, whether you aren't, those messages that come to you can be a new thought, can be an intuitive thought, could be a new idea. And so when you're cluttered with all the noise and all the things that are happening, you can't hear it. And if you can't hear it, you can't work towards it, you can't create it, you can't develop it, you know? So being connected with self is important for a lot of different reasons. So that was that affirmation. I am connected with self. And then another one I'll share with you, the last one. I actually use this as an example when I first started recording, but the affirmation of I am calculated. What does calculated mean? Well, think about calculating in math. Everything is accounted for. So being calculated is you're not necessarily an overthinker, but you're definitely thinking about the process and whatever is presented to you, or whatever you're trying to get to, or whatever you're trying to work on, or whatever you're working towards is very intentional. So I'm calculated is the last one. I have a lot more, but like I said, these are my personal ones, so I'm not going to share the rest of them. But I do encourage you that, you know, when it comes to affirmations, these are things that will change over time sometimes depending on what you've got going on in your life and what you are personally striving for and working towards. A tip I can provide for you is sometimes what I do is whenever I get a new journal, I always start the new journal off with writing down my affirmations. And writing down my affirmations at the start of the journal really puts me in a state of mind where I'm kind of not only reviewing what my affirmations are, but also really thinking about them and sometimes seeing my growth, you know, versus from, wow, I came up with this affirmation a year or two ago. Why did I come up with this one? This is my growth from this particular situation. And so maybe the affirmation can be tweaked and changed, you know, a little bit to reflect my level of growth. So that's just personally why I write my affirmations at the start of a journal. And then I leave room before I actually start journaling. So after I write out all my affirmations, I leave like a clear page or two, an empty page or two. So as time is going on, and from journaling and things that happen in life, you may come up with more. Add them to your list. Another thing that I do with affirmations is we all have smartphones, and we all have a voice notes feature where you can do voice note recordings and keep it in your phone. I have mine where I have my whole list of affirmations on my phone, and I just listen to it. Sometimes when I fall asleep, sometimes when I first wake up, when I'm doing stuff. And that's important because you're talking to yourself. And it's your voice in the present moment. And that's the voice that's the most effective on you and also on your own subconscious. Listening to your affirmations before bed is crucial because of the states that you're in and the ability to retain certain information. But when you first go to bed at night, on your way to sleep, or when you first wake up in the morning, that is when your mind is truly raw and you are kind of in, I don't want to say a limbo, but somewhat of a limbo between your dreamscape and reality. And that is that little sliver of time where you have, I don't know what to call it, but that little sliver of time is so important and it's so magical. So if you can listen to anything at that time, that's, I would say, the most magical moment to do so. But those are my affirmations. Just a few I wanted to share with you. I hope you guys got something from this. Like I said, come up with your own. You know, these are mine. A lot of people share affirmations on social media, which is great. But, you know, sometimes they're doing it for them. You know, and some of them are blanket affirmations that work for everyone, which is great. So it's a great resource. But sometimes it's good to sit down and tap into yourself and really get to know yourself and what you want and what you're looking for and come up with your own. When you come up with your own affirmations, it will strengthen you. So anyways, I hope you guys get something from this episode, and I hope you guys are all doing well. And peace and blessings until next time.